Thank you very much, Kevin, for taking some time to be on The Art of Money today.
All right, thanks for having me on. I'm actually right down the road outside of Pensacola.
Ah, you are just right down the road. I love it. So you're really close to our Tallahassee branch office. So good news.
Absolutely.
All right, so what do you hope, Kevin? You know, we've got a lot of crazy things going on right now in our country and the world. What do you hope people take away from your book, The Last Punisher?
Art's a great question. You know, as we progress as a society and as less and less people join the military, less and less people know exactly what goes on overseas.
Sure.
You know, we see on our couches, you know, what happens when we look at the TV as to what goes on. Terrorism is big. The future is uncertain, you know, not just in politics, but also in security, American security. So with The Last Punisher, you know, in addition to the book, also what I advocate for veterans is tell your story. People need to know the type of enemy that we're fighting, the reason why we fight, and why that brotherhood is so special. I didn't know what I was going to get out of the military when I joined in 2002. I knew it was going to be a different direction. It grew and became a fabric in my history and my future. And the biggest thing that I look at going forward is the safety and security of my family. And if we don't tell our stories as to what we faced in 2006, we can't predict the future, we can't plan for the future, and we're less safe.
Absolutely. I mean, the title of your book makes me think of something because I was able to see the movie, you know, with your buddy there, who is our big hero, and they really had a great movie about him, The American Sniper. Are you the last one that was to serve in service? Is that why you are the last Punisher?
Good question. No, I'm not. You know, the Punisher skull, and when you read The Last Punisher, you'll get the history of where it started, how it became infectious, and it kind of permeated our unit, and that's what, you know, was our moniker, and which is what we were known for. And a lot of you who had seen American Sniper noticed the Punisher skull.
Sure.
But I'm not the last Punisher. We wanted this book to be a reflection on the brave, you know, the heroes in our unit. Mark Lee, who passed away August 2nd, 2006. Ryan Jobe, who was injured and later passed on due to reconstructive surgery and his injuries.
Mm.
And then obviously Mike Mansour, who jumped on a grenade to save fellow SEALs and Iraqi security forces on September 29th, 2006. Those guys are the last of the Punishers.
Wow.
In this book, as we talk about the brotherhood, which is the common theme, the bond that draws us all together, this book is for them and represents them.
Well, you know, I saw both of those movies, and I saw when he jumped on that grenade and how they redid that, and you guys are amazing. Thank you so much for what you do for us to be able to have the show on the radio right now and be able to have that free speech. You guys have paid a huge price for us, and thank you so much for that.
I appreciate that, and, you know, it's good to note that, you know, I wanted to join after 9/11, you know, in response to terrorism.
Sure.
When we go downrange and do it, we do it for all those altruistic, you know, intentions really go out the door. It boils down to the people to the right and left of you that make you stronger and protect you each and every day. And that's the main reason why we do it. You know, with The Last Punisher, that bond of brotherhood is strong, not just in the SEAL teams, but in any group that you identify with. If you want to make it as strong, that strong.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. And that's one of the things that we do with our clients. You know, we develop a relationship with our clients and we're kind of walking them through unknown territory, which is retirement, because they're used to, you know, how it is when they're working and they've got their budget from that standpoint. They're used to their income level. And then, you know, retirement is kind of an unknown thing. So I can imagine for you with your buddies and when you guys are off to do an assignment, you know, you have to really rely on one another, because other than completing that mission, you have only one another.
Sure. And, you know, you bring up a great point. So, you know, spouses. So I wrote this book with my wife, Lindsay, who was an integral part of the process. We wrote it with Ethan Rock, who's a former Marine combat correspondent. But when we were going through this, you know, as you read it, you're going to realize that we talk about a lot of different stories, successes, failures, humility, times when I even dropped my magazine going through a doorway. And then also when you interdict targets overseas. And the communication that I shared with Lindsay in the process was instrumental in providing the detail, the emotion, that feeling of, you know, how you process mentally, how you decompress mentally and physically. And that shines through in the writing. And I think what the experience I had with The Last Punisher was, you know, the communication grew between Lindsay and I. And I think we know each other better through the work that we did writing The Last Punisher.
Our listeners are pretty patriotic on this channel, and they really enjoy a lot of the special guests that we have on. As a Navy SEAL, what can we do to show support for you guys? And what is something that you really appreciate when people do that to kind of show you guys support?
I get a lot of, you know, thank you for your service. I'm starting to get more. Can you tell me about it? And what would validate all that for me is if people understand that threat that we face. You know, we went to war post 9/11 in response to terrorism. That visceral feeling of loss on American soil, you know, putting American caskets into American ground unprovoked. You know, as we go forward and that time has passed, 15 years since 9/11, we tend to forget why we fought, you know, why we went to war initially, and why when we didn't finish the job and we left, you know, Iraq, and as we plan to draw down Afghanistan, we're kind of opening the door for future terrorist attacks by not being vigilant. You know, the war that we fight now is just merely, you know, part two of the first one. It's because people don't have that vigilant eye. You know, they don't have the stomach to stay the course. And the enemy that we fight is relentless. And in order to respond that, to, in order to keep people safe, in order to have the ability to say thank you for your service and happy Veterans Day, happy Memorial Day, happy 4th of July, you know, we need to identify and we need to know why we still fight.
So basically staying vigilant and just really be supportive and not just really be vigilant and be supportive of everybody that's really out there putting their necks on the line.
You know, American security supersedes any politics. And, you know, as long as there are people advocating, implementing, and actively trying to hurt Americans, then we're failing the American people. So that rises above politics, and American security should be priority number one.
Now, I know that you played yourself an American sniper, and I know you're a good friend of Chris Kyle. Did you help Bradley Cooper, who played Chris Kyle in the movie, kind of play him better?
No, I actually had the privilege of telling Bradley Cooper quite frequently that this is how a real Navy SEAL looks, which was great, even the playing field. But I do want to say that Bradley put his heart and soul into it. He looked the role, he acted the role, and he was very responsive to the training that myself and my good buddy Rick did on the sniper range. And he was constantly pushing, you know, the actors, cast, crew, directors, everyone involved in the project to, you know, bring this to the front in the most realistic manner. And had a lot of fun. You know, he was actually the one who kind of encouraged me to audition. We were on a sniper range in Santa Clarita. And he said, you know, you should really play yourself in the movie. And mind you, this is about an hour into our training session.
Sure.
And I kind of chuckled and said, dude, let's get Chris correct and then we can worry about me. And the whole day he's like, no, you should do it. You should do it. Jason Hall, the writer, was there. And I kind of look at him. He's like, well, if Cooper wants you to be in his movie, you should, you know, be in his movie. I went back to North Carolina because I was in a full-time grad program at Wake Forest, and I got the sides. The casting director said to put yourself on iPhone. My wife taped me for the role of Dauber, my character, and another character who gets, you know, blown up about a second into the movie. I guess maybe they thought I was a terrible actor, and I totally redeemed them and showed them that I could do it. So I got the role, got the call from the casting director, and he's like, hey, show the tape to Clint. And I was like, yeah, what do you say? He's like, Clint said, boy, he's damn good. Get him a job. And the rest, as they say, is Hollywood history. And I ended
That's
up in
right.
a sniper.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin. I appreciate you taking the time today.
Awesome, Art. Thanks for the time.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.